Good morning. Foreign portfolio investors grow wary of India's growth potential. Brokerage is bullish on Infosys despite tepid Q4 earnings. Acquirers of PSU banks may get to hold 26%. And Surat's diamond industry reels amid workers' exodus. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business, and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. The Lal Street looked in mood to extend gains after Thursday's rally. Nifty futures on Singapore Exchange traded 10 points higher ahead of the opening of Indian markets. Stocks in other Asian markets fluctuated in early trade on Friday. US stocks hit fresh record highs overnight, supported by buoyant economic data and a strong start to the earnings season. US Treasuries advanced despite better-than-expected retail sales and jobless claims. The yield on 10-year Treasuries fell 6 basis points to trade at 1.56%. Crude oil held its recent gains, and the US dollar traded steady after a series of declines. That said, here's what else is making news. The second wave of coronavirus appears to have dimmed India's allure as an investment destination for FIIs, which had earlier preferred Mumbai to other competing emerging markets due to the robust growth prospects in Asia's third biggest economy. Market watchers said foreign funds may not pull money out of India as they did in the first wave, since the vaccination program is expected to pick up pace. But their approach, at least in the immediate future, would be rather circumspect. Brokerages have retained their bullish views on Infosys even after the IT major's March quarter revenue growth missed estimates. Analysts are bullish on the stock due to the strong deal momentum and outlook for the ongoing financial year. Jefferies has lowered the target price to 1,600 rupees from 1,620 rupees while maintaining a buy rating. And Haitong Securities maintained a buy rating and revised the target price to 1,541 rupees from 1,555 rupees. Kotak Institutional Equities has a buy rating on the stock and has raised its target price to 1,600 rupees from 1,530 rupees. Analysts say Bharti Airtel's new corporate structure allows it to split its revenues from the connectivity and digital services businesses, and in turn cut its statutory payouts towards license fees and spectrum usage charges. This could potentially boost the company's operating income from the India wireless business in the current fiscal year. Analysts expect Bharti to go for a second round of restructuring to monetize its digital assets once the business hits a certain scale, especially as the digital services business is growing rapidly and market opportunity is slated to rise multifold. Acquirers of PSU banks that are up for privatization may be allowed to hold a minimum 26% stake and also be given a longer time frame to trim it down to this level, a flexibility that the government thinks will help elicit a good response from investors. The government currently owns more than 51% stakes in all public sector banks, which means an investor acquiring them would need to cut down their holding over time. The fear of rising COVID cases has already impacted the diamond trade of Surat. Nearly 25% of migrant workers engaged in cutting and polishing of diamonds in Surat have left the city, which has become the epicenter of cases in Gujarat in the past 1 week. There are around 10 lakh workers in diamond trade, of which 4 lakh are migrant workers who come from the states of Madhya Pradesh, UP, Rajasthan, Bihar, and Jharkhand. The shortage in workers is already being felt in Surat, which cuts and polishes 14 out of 15 diamonds in the world. And lastly, most fund managers believe Bitcoin is in a bubble. A global fund manager survey by Bank of America Securities showed about 74% of the fund managers surveyed believe Bitcoin is in a bubble and only 7% think equities are in a bubble. Around 177 participants with $530 billion in assets under management responded to the Global Fund Managers survey. Fund managers also believe Bitcoin is the second most crowded trade, with technology stocks continuing to be the most crowded. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. State-owned copper manufacturer Hindustan Copper said it raised 500 crore rupees by selling shares to institutional investors. Wipro marked its best quarterly performance in nearly a decade, with profit jumping 27% in the three-month period ended the 31st of March and revenue up 3.4% as the Bengaluru-based IT major witnessed increased deal wins. Increasing coronavirus cases have resulted in a scarcity of medical oxygen in the healthcare industry, putting the spotlight on Linde India, a supplier of medical oxygen to hospitals and industrial gases to corporations. The board of ILFS has increased the recovery target to 61,000 crore rupees from 56,000 crore rupees. It also said that debt worth 43,000 crore rupees has already been resolved. Do also check out more than 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!